Good morning. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of regional news stories. Early vaccine numbers from the California Department of Public Health show that Black and Latinx residents are underrepresented among those who have gotten their shots. Cap Radio's Sammy Caola breaks down the data.
Just over 6 million COVID-19 shots have been administered in California. So far, that's mostly been for people in priority groups like health workers, long-term care facility residents, and people over 65. Only 3% of all vaccines administered have gone to Black Californians, though 6.5% of the state's population is Black. And just 16% of the doses have been given to Latinx residents, despite that group making up nearly 40% of the population. Experts say transportation issues, health access, and technology barriers are all part of the problem. In Sacramento, I'm Sammy Caola.
President Joe Biden is facing mounting pressure from unresolved issues still lingering at the U.S.-Mexico border. Thousands of people are still waiting to claim asylum, and more come each day with a belief yet untrue that they will be able to enter the U.S. now that former President Donald Trump is out of office. Biden has made major changes to his predecessor's hardline immigration policies, but he hasn't lifted the major restrictions to people seeking asylum as he faces pressures from all sides. His administration has promised a more humane approach, but has not said how or when it will act, and is trying to discourage people from coming in the meantime. People have traveled across the country and stood in line blocks long to pay respects to Cicely Tyson at a public viewing. It began on a wintry Monday morning. Hundreds of admirers of the pioneering Black actor lined up outside Harlem's famed Abyssinian Baptist Church. Some have said they've come as far away as Atlanta and Los Angeles to be there. The New York-born Tyson died January 28th at age 96. In the 1960s, Tyson was the first Black woman to have a recurring role in a dramatic television series. She won an Emmy Award, many awards, in fact, for the 1974 TV movie The Autobiography of Miss Jane Pittman, among many other accolades. Here's another story that's difficult to read and difficult to hear. A report that Los Angeles police officers circulated a photo of George Floyd with the words, "You take my breath away," in a Valentine-like format has prompted an internal investigation with the Los Angeles Police Department. It's also drawn blistering condemnation from Floyd's family, the district attorney, and the police union. The Los Angeles Times reports Chief Michael Moore says, "Investigators will try to determine how the image may have come into the workplace and who may have been involved." George Floyd, you'll remember, is the African-American man who was killed last May while a Minneapolis police officer pressed a knee on his neck, as Floyd said, "I can't breathe."